going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, do I stay or move on to number 5? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 54 years old and I'm married to my third husband. I have a tendency to get bored in relationships, so I was really trying to make my marriage work. I get hit on by men at least 3 times a week, and I always have to flash my diamond ring so men know I'm taken. I guess it's my cute dimples and my sweet voice. Each one of my husbands told me that it's the baby talk that drove them crazy. Whatever it is, I know I can always get a man. But my current husband is boring, and he's not into explicit videos or role-playing. We've only been married 2 years, and he's already stopped flipping me around when we're intimate. I was telling my sister how plain our sex is, and he overheard me on the phone. He went off, yelling and screaming at me, and he threw my past up in my face. He said that I'm the problem in all of my failed relationships because I want to stay young and do things young women do. My sisters heard everything that he said to me and told me to get out of the house to clear my head. I met her at a cafe and we had some drinks, and then in walked the man of my dreams. He had on a number 5 jersey, but he was not playing no games at all that night. He had me twisted up all kinds of ways at his house, and he made me forget about my marriage. I call him number 5, and we've been messing around for like 3 months. He wants me to leave my husband for him. My husband never apologized for the way he talked to me, so if we break up, it won't be my fault. I feel like I should be single and just do me for a while. Should I try to make this third marriage work or move on to number 5? Have you ever tried to make your marriage or any of your marriages work for that matter? Because it seems like when the bad times come, when you get bored and all that, and bad times are going to come in a marriage, we all know that. You're ready to give up and just move on. You quit. That's really sad, because if you're only around for the good times, you're never going to be happy. Never. Because that just isn't how marriage works. So here you are, ready to quit yet again. I love that you don't even consider for a moment what your husband said might be true. He said you're the problem because you want to stay young and do what young women do. Well, what's going to be different with you if you divorce husband number 3 and get with this guy you just met? Nothing if you don't put any effort into it. You'll just get bored all over again. You said that. You have a tendency to get bored in relationships. I mean, do you even love your husband? You haven't mentioned that not one time in this whole letter. And what's going to happen if you do leave him and go for number 5? The man who had you flipped around, you know, after you met him for one night. How long will it take you to get bored with him? You can't leave a whole marriage based on a one-night stand. That's never going to work, ma'am. It's just never going to work. Steve?
I done wrote so many notes down right here.
Yeah.
Let me finish this up. I just have so many things to say. I really don't need to read this letter, but it's just nothing in this letter makes any sense at all. You're 54 years old and married to my third husband. I have a tendency to get bored in relationship, so I was really trying to make my marriage work. Really? And then right after that statement right there, all that, she negates everything right after this. I was really trying to make my marriage work. I get hit on by men at least 3 times a week, and I have to flash my diamond ring so men know I'm taken. No, see, the reason you get hit on by men 3 times a week is because you look like that. You look like that. You draw. Listen to me. Whatever you put out is what comes back to you. You put out, look at me, listen to me, see me, watch me. And that's what men do. We hunting. So we do you. We do see you. We do look at you. We do want you. That ain't nothing new. If all the women acted the way you act, they could all get hit on 3 times a week. But you married, though. Where are you where you always getting hit on 3 times a week? All right, here we go. I guess it's my cute dimples and my sweet voice. That could be part of it. That could be. Each one of my husbands told me that it's the baby talk that drove them crazy.
That's the worst thing about it, baby.
Yeah. That baby talk drive them crazy, but that baby talk don't keep them, don't do it. Because, see, how do we do all this baby talking? We're going to do some grown folk stuff. Hey, we got to pay these bills up in here. Hey, we need to save some money. You know, but you got at one point in time, you got to move on. All right, anyway, I know I can always get a man. Yes, you can, but you can't keep one. You are on husband number 3 at 54. Getting a man is one thing, keeping him is another. Now, you can make mistakes and pick the wrong man. I got that. But all you talking about is you get bored in your relationship. All relationships hit a boring point. You all get regular after a while. Mm-hmm. All of them do. Ain't nobody say, man, my marriage is just filled with excitement the whole time. No, it's not. It's days when you be sitting there going, wow. But now when it get boring for you, you think I can always get a man, but you can't keep one. My current husband is boring and he's not into explicit videos or role playing. No, I won't do that. Explicit videos and role playing. What you want to play? I don't want to be a pirate tonight. I don't want to wear the patch. I don't want the parrot in the bedroom tonight. All right?
All right, Steve, hang on. We'll have part 2 of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, do I stay or move on to number 5? We'll get back into it right after this.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's crazy strawberry letter. The subject is, do I stay or move on to number 5?
Look, lady been married 3 times. She's 54 years old. She's complaining that all her relationships get boring. And, you know, she says that she get hit on 3 times a week by men. She has to flash her diamond ring so men know she taken. But see, they wouldn't know you was available if you wasn't acting a certain way. Then you like that, so now you want to flash your ring. It's the way you acting is drawing, I'm telling you. You attract what you put out. That's what you're doing. Whatever it is, I know I can always get a man. Oh, that's cool. Most women can. It's keeping them. That's the problem, see. A lot of women can go out here. Most women can go out here and get a man today. Keeping them, that's another problem. But my current husband is boring. He's not into explicit videos or role playing. He ain't into that. He don't like that. Okay. And we've only been married 2 years. Now, here we go. And he's already stopped flipping me around when we are intimate. So he done already stopped flipping you around. I was telling my sister how plain our sex is. You know why he stopped flipping you around? Because when he flip you around, he know what he gonna get. You know what, lady? You ain't all you think you are. Maybe all this flipping sex where you got to have, maybe it ain't that good. Maybe you need to work on some more stable moves because flipping ain't your thing no more. You're 54. Have you ever thought about why he stopped flipping? Maybe you don't flip the same no more. Most 50 years. Simone Biles, when she get 54, she ain't gonna be able to flip like this no more. And she a professional flipper. But I can bet you when Simone Biles turned 54, she ain't gonna be able to flip like that no more. Nadia Comaneci, she ain't in the Olympics no more.
Nadia Comaneci.
Comaneci, Comaneci. You can call her what you want to call her, but you ain't going to call her no Jimmy.
Tomato, tomato. Right,
yeah.
Right.
You get all this stop. You don't nobody flip at 54 like they used to. He overheard me on the phone. He went off yelling, screaming at me, and he threw the past in my face. He said, your problem is all your failed relationships because I want to stay young and do things young women do. But you can't do it no more. Young women like to get flipped, but they good at flipping. See, flipping your old and I is different. Flip you one time, your hip go out. Flip you one time, then you get a Charlie Hawk. Tried to flip you last week, you hit your tooth up against the headboard. Now you complain and stuff. Tired of flipping you. I want to stay young and do things that young women do. But you 54. You can do some things, you just can't do them the same way. My sister heard everything he said and told me to get out the house, clear my head. I met her at a cafe and we had some drinks, and then in walked the man of my dreams. He had on a number 5 jersey. I be Reggie Bush walked in. Charles White walked in. These are all the number 5s I know.
Fives.
Yeah. But he was not playing no games at all that night. So you just saw him one time. Now you're at his house. He had me twisted up all kinds of ways at his house. And he made me forget about my marriage. Just like that.
One night.
I call him number 5 and we've been messing around for like 3 months. He wants me to leave my husband for him. My husband never apologized for the way he talked to me. So if we break up, it won't be my fault. Okay. Okay, I see this coming. I see this coming. I feel like I should be single and just do me for a while. You gonna be single.
Don't worry about
it. You ain't got the wish. Don't worry about it. It's coming. Should I try to make this third marriage work or move on to number 5? I strongly suggest you move on to number 5. You've been at number 5 house for 3 months now. So what you writing us for? Should you move on? You're over there now. You're probably texting on the way to the house now. You ain't gonna be able to keep number 5 either. Because number 5 going to get tired of flipping you. Because relationships have to be about more than flipping. And when you get in a real relationship, it turns into what the relationship is. How we have a relationship together in all things, not just flipping. Do you know you spend the most of your time in your life not having sex? Do you know that? The majority of your hours will be spent not having sex.
I believe that.
Please understand.
Shut up, newlywed.
Hey, lady, I got something to tell you. Your husband, right, it's you. The problem is you.
She never even
54
that.
And you ain't learned a thing.
Yeah.
Staying young is great. But at one point, you have to mature. Because you are changing as a person. Any people that don't change as they get older, you are dealing with a fool. You ain't gonna ever have nothing. You know what breaks you up, what attracts you to men is your baby talk. You know what make them leave? Your baby ways. Because you was a silly little simple little
I like something. That. Say that again. That was good.
You can attract them with your baby talk, but what makes them leave is your baby ways. So you can keep on with your little... Hey, baby. American Express is going to close the card.
I don't want them to close the card.
Yeah, well, we got to make a payment.
I don't want a payment. I want you to flip me.
Hey. American Express want to flip, too. They want to flip the check over to them. What the hell is you talking about?
30 days, you got to flip it.
Yeah, you got 30 days. We got to flip some money over to them. So, lady, you're never going to have nothing. I strongly suggest you leave this husband and go on to number 5 because you ain't acting like a wife no way. And it'd be good riddance. Maybe your man can find somebody that want to be married and treat him right because you ain't going to do nothing. You ain't going to never have nothing. Number 5, you finna me. Boy, wait till number 32 come through that door.
Jim Brown. Post your comments.
Jim Brown, O.J. Simpson. Here it comes.
On today's Strawberry Letter. Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.